Tyler do you think is
Starting? Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Howard?
Hey.
Hey, it's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This is Nicole?
Yes.
I'm going to get my loan from either the people that loaned me the money the first time or the guy that I've been using for pretty much all of my loans, and I have to come up to 25%. Just to be honest with you, I don't want to, I mean, I just don't have the time to take tax returns, all of that stuff up to the UPS store and pay to have it, you know, sent over to you and everything.
Mm-hmm. Your computer is still down?
Yeah, it doesn't work. Sorry about that. My son say it's done. I'll have to break out and buy another one.
Oh, okay. And there's no other computer that you can kind of get to that would make it easier?
Because like my wife works for the bank, and you know they don't let you do that type of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I know when we last spoke, you know, you said that the guy you used last time usually requires a pretty big down payment, correct?
Yeah, I've got to come up, for $10,000, they had come up with, you know, $2,500. But, I mean, the good thing about him is I know I can get 5 years. I know what the interest rate's going to be. You know, so it's there's no guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you know, and I think I mentioned to you before, we do have a match or beat policy here. So if you had had, you know, the approval from him already and you were able to just, you know, send that over as well, we can usually beat the offer when it comes to the interest rate.
Okay, so you're saying if I send over their rate, you can basically see if you can match it?
Match or beat it, yes.
Okay, because the one loan that I have right now, my biggest loan, he's trying to do the entire thing where I won't have to put any money down.
Yeah, we don't require that either.
She just got back into town.
Is Dan in by chance?
A couple of weeks ago. So, she's been out of town for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And some kind of family problem. And so,
okay, I'm just trying to follow up here.
Yeah, she's just kind of gotten to start working on this thing.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, you know, before, we have a lot of different programs that we can kind of fit you into, you know, maybe not require a down payment. Some we have, you know, like a deferred payment plan where you don't have to make a payment for the next 90 days. We have the match or beat policy. So, you know, we have a lot of different programs that we can kind of, you know, see what's going to work best for you and your business. So they're all going to kind of be tailored to that. And we would work fairly quickly. Once everything's into me, I can get you an approval within, you know, 48 hours and then work with you from there on what's going to make the most sense for your business. You know, we don't want to waste your time either. So we just want to
right.
do what's best for you.
Tyler,
Yeah, see, like, I've got bank statements. I think it's only 4 months, so, and you wanted, like, 6 months or a year?
For equipment, we can do the year, but it just has to be the first page. I don't need... I don't need the whole, like, 10 pages of the bank statement for equipment. And that's only, the only reason why it's a year is because you're a seasonal business, so we kind of want to give you, you know, the a whole look of your business, not just 6 months, because we understand
right.
the seasonal aspect of it, but yeah, for that, we just need the first page, not the whole bank statement.
Okay, well, let's see what she comes up with, and maybe, you know, you can have a chance to look at it. I mean, like, on where I went to the UPS store, I have at least four months of bank statements, but they're just, you know, they're recent, all the way up until, like, I think yesterday or the day before that.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to the UPS, are you, what are they doing? Are they scanning them and emailing them? Are they faxing them over?
What I have to do is I have to go to the bank, and I have to get them printed. And then I have to go to the UPS store, and they email them.
Oh,
and
they email them.
The bank charges me to, to print them all, and, you know, and then UPS, because I do a lot of business with them, hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make it look a little better. Because I do a lot of business with them, you know, they only charge me, like, I don't know, 10 cents a page or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I get into all those tax returns, that's a lot of paper.
Yeah, you could, I mean, have you tried faxing them as well, or?
Oh, it's cheaper to email them.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. For the bank statements, do you have your, like, banking anything on your phone?
Did you hit that for me? Let me, just put that down and just go get it real fast. Let me send you, something I have, and let's see if that's, have you ever sent me an email?
I believe I did. I sent it to howardbiggers@icloud.com. Is that the best one, or?
I'm trying to find some sun so I can see.
I mean, I can resend it if that's...
Huh? Okay, there you go, Nicole.
Yes.
All right. Let me send you something and see if this helps you at all.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Usually, 10 to 15%.